This new news is sponsored by Sure Health, Flannery Auto Mall, and Morrell Equipment. Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? Flannery Auto Mall, located in my lease of downtown Bad Axe, and by Morrell Equipment, your local LS tractor dealer. With zero-turn mowers, use farm machinery located at 4515 South Thomas Road near Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderick. Huron County is taking proactive steps to address surplus prescription drugs with a special event this Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Residents are encouraged to participate in a drive to safely dispose of unwanted medications. Quote, this special day of collection is because of a partnership with the DEA in an effort to reduce surplus prescription drugs that are commonly found in our households, remarked Kelly J. Hansen, Huron County Sheriff. The drop-off point at the sheriff's office, located at the main entrance off South Street, ensures accessibility for all county residents. Quote, unfortunately, we're only able to take pills and patches, but not items such as syringes or inhalers, Sheriff Hansen explained. However, we will also accept vape pens and other e-cigarette devices as long as the batteries are removed. Devices with non-removal batteries cannot be accepted. Now, since January 3rd of 2011, the county office has collected unwanted prescription drugs during regular business hours with the overwhelming community support of around 2,300 individuals contributing nearly 1,925 pounds of medications. For those unable to participate on Saturday, disposal services are available during regular business hours. Residents can contact the county office for more information. And on Friday, a routine traffic stop initiated by a Tuscola County Sheriff's deputy escalated into a significant arrest, challenging the officer's instincts and resulting in the apprehension of a wanted individual. Sheriff Deputy Jonathan Martin halted a vehicle at the junction of Sheridan and Swaffer Roads just after 7 p.m. on April 19th. Upon discovering that the passenger in the vehicle had an outstanding warrant, Deputy Martin directed the individual to exit the vehicle. During this encounter, Deputy Martin noticed a handgun holster on the passenger's hip and inquired about the presence of a firearm, prompting him to detain the individual due to suspicious behavior. A subsequent search of the vehicle revealed an unregistered handgun concealed beneath the passenger seat, along with a substantial quantity of methamphetamine. Consequently, the individual was arrested on multiple charges, including possession of methamphetamine, felony firearm possession, carrying a concealed weapon in an automobile, and possession of an unregistered firearm. And in a stark reminder of the dangers of distracted driving, Michigan State Police and the Akron Fire Department responded to a rollover crash on April 21st, just before 6 p.m. The incident involved a 23-year-old male from Fairgrove, whose momentarily distraction while changing a song on his phone led to the collision. According to reports, the driver heading eastbound on M25 near Bradleyville Road, just outside of Akron, briefly glanced away from the road to attend to his phone and change his song. Upon looking up, he found a vehicle in front of him decelerating to make a turn. In an attempt to avoid a rear-end collision, the driver swerved, causing his 2000 Chevy Cavalier to veer into the south ditch, ultimately resulting in a rollover. Fortunately, the driver, who was the sole occupant of the vehicle, emerged from the incident unharmed. However, he was issued a citation for causing the crash. In emphasizing the gravity of distracted driving, Flight Lieutenant Brian McComb, the post commander of the 3rd District at MSP's Carroll Post, told Thumb Broadcasting that, quote, this is an excellent reminder of Michigan's hands-free law and what not to do. McComb cautioned that even seemingly trivial actions, such as momentarily looking away to change a song, can have profound consequences on the road. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
This is Kevin Morrell, your exclusive LS tractor dealer in Michigan's Thumb since 2016.
Morrell Equipment offers every model of brand new LS tractors, from 25 horsepower subcompact LS tractors to 101 horsepower farm and ranch tractors. LS tractors give you more standard features, more performance, and more satisfaction for less money than any of the other brands. Add LS tractor attachments specifically designed for LS tractors to deliver outstanding performance and value. Plus, every LS tractor comes with a standard 6-year warranty, and we can deliver your new LS tractor right to your home or farm. Stop in and visit Morrell Equipment, located at 4515 South Thomas Road, east of M53 on the corner of Atwater and Thomas Road, south of Bad X. We are open Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8:30 a.m. till noon. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Law enforcement in Huron and Tuscola counties are ramping up efforts against distracted driving. Troopers and officers from various agencies, including the Caro Post and Caro Police, along with deputies from both county sheriff's departments and troopers from the 3rd District Traffic Enforcement Team, will be conducting extra patrols this week. Their focus will be on enforcing the hands-free and move-over law to promote safe driving practices and raise awareness of the dangers of distracted driving. This crackdown follows legislative actions last June, making it illegal to manually use a cell phone or any mobile electronic device while driving in Michigan. The law prohibits drivers from holding or supporting a phone or device with any part of their hands, arms, or shoulders while driving. Prohibited activities include making or answering calls, texting, watching videos, accessing social media, browsing the internet, using GPS or navigating systems. Texting in particular poses a significant risk due to visual, manual, and cognitive distraction. Officers can stop and ticket drivers for distracted driving violations as a primary offense. Penalties range from fines to community service, with stricter consequences for repeat offenders. Drivers are urged to prioritize safety by adhering to hands-free regulations and remaining attentive while driving, contributing to safer roads for all. And communities across 3 local counties gathered for the annual pinwheel planting ceremony at the Huron County Building. This event, held in honor of Child Abuse Prevention Month, featured volunteers planting bright blue pinwheels symbolizing hope for a better future for children. Reflecting on the ceremony, Caitlin Stone-Weber, the future director of the Children's Advocacy Centers of CAN Council, highlighted the significance of the pinwheels as symbols of child abuse prevention. She emphasized that each pinwheel planted represented a commitment to advocating for every child's rights and well-being. Sharon Norman, CAN Council Prevention Coordinator, stressed the importance of initiating conversations about child abuse prevalence, early intervention, and support resources. She urged attendees to pledge to be advocates for change and champions for every child's safety and well-being. The concept of "It Takes a Village" was strongly resonated during the ceremony, with attendees recognizing the collective effort needed to create a safe environment for children. Huron County Prosecutor Tim Rutkowski emphasized the role of community involvement in the fight against child abuse and neglect, urging everyone to contribute through volunteering, advocating for policy change, supporting prevention programs financially, or simply being a supportive presence in a child's life. And dozens of the children of Flint, Michigan's lead-contaminated water crisis have turned their trauma into advocacy 10 years after it began. Now, as teenagers and young adults, they're providing input on public health initiatives, campaigning for social issues, distributing filters, and providing free water testing for homeowners. The crisis was set in motion in April of 2014, when the city of Flint halted the flow of water supplied by Detroit for decades. Flint still struggles with issues like population loss, poverty, and school achievement, but young activists say they hope to make a difference and defy expectations. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Dr. Paul Arellano has recently joined the ranks of Sure Health, and we're proud to now offer neurology right here in the thumb of Michigan. So Dr. Arellano, why don't you explain what kind of areas you handle within the branch of neurology?
Diseases I handle involve dementia, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, epilepsy, headaches of all types, migraines, tension headaches, cluster headaches, peripheral neuropathies, muscular dystrophies. So there's a wide variety of issues that a neurologist deals with.
So what made you choose Sure?
I really want to make a difference, and I think working here, I'll be needed, and the team here is terrific. They are fully ready and able to support me, and I think we will make a big difference.
A referral is needed from your primary care provider to see Dr. Paul Arellano with neurology right here at Sure Health. For more information, you can watch his entire video today by going to sure.org. Sure Health. Better health. Better life.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. Authorities are seeking public assistance in identifying a suspect involved in the recent bank robbery at the Sunrise Family Credit Union in Essexville. The FBI, in collaboration with the Hampton Township Public Safety Department, has released new photos of the alleged perpetrator and is urging anyone with information to come forward. The incident occurred on Tuesday, April 9th at approximately 10:30 a.m. The suspect is described as a slim-built man in his 40s, standing between 5'10 to 6 feet tall. He was wearing a black hat featuring a white American flag logo, a black hoodie, black jeans, tennis shoes, and a white KN95 face mask. According to reports, the suspect brandished a semi-automatic pistol and threatened a bank teller to hand over money. He left the credit union with an undisclosed amount of cash. The FBI Detroit field office, in conjunction with local law enforcement, is actively pursuing leads in this ongoing investigation. And military scientists have identified the remains of an Army Air Forces pilot from Michigan who died during a World War II bombing mission in Southeast Asia. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency says Monday the remains of 2nd Lieutenant John E. McLaughlin, Jr. of Detroit were identified in January. McLaughlin was the 25-year-old pilot of a B-24J Liberator bomber during a December 1943 bombing mission. The plane vanished after being hit by an anti-aircraft fire after reaching the target. Remains later found in present day were sent to in 2020 to the DPAA and identified as McLaughlin's. And Columbia University canceled in-person classes and police arrested dozens of students at New York University and Yale as tensions over Israel's war with Hamas continue to grow on U.S. college campuses. The moves at the Ivy League schools came hours before Monday evening's start of the Jewish holiday of Passover. A New Haven, Connecticut police spokesperson said about 45 protesters were arrested at Yale on Monday morning and charged with misdemeanor trespassing. All were being released on promises to appear in court later. Following arrests last week at Columbia, pro-Palestinian demonstrators set up encampments on other campuses around the country, including at the University of Michigan, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and the University of North Carolina. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Drivers feeling the bumps of construction? Don't let roadblocks slow you down. Flannery Auto Mall's got your back with our spring service special. Flannery Auto Mall is offering a springtime service special. You can get an oil change, tire rotation, cabin filter, windshield wipers, and engine air filter starting at $219. In Bad Axe and surrounding areas, we'll pick up and deliver your vehicle so you can keep rolling without interruption. Book your appointment today by calling the Flannery Auto Mall or scheduling your service online. Just mention our spring special. Don't wait. Take advantage of our spring service special and drive with confidence. Hassle-free service is just a call or click away. Flannery Auto Mall, where your satisfaction drives us. Offer valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions apply. Making your journey smoother. With no particular
place to go. On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. The high costs and limited availability of quality childcare are holding back American moms. Women's participation in the workforce has recovered from the pandemic, reaching historic highs in December. But that masks a lingering employment crisis among moms who lack a college degree. For these moms, a day without work is often a day without pay. And when they face an interruption in childcare arrangements, an adult in the family is far more likely to adjust by giving up work, according to an analysis of U.S. Census survey data by the Associated Press. And with cameras not allowed at former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York, live news blogs are coming into their own as an important news tool. During opening statements on Monday, CNN used a third of its screen for printed dispatches from its reporters in the courtroom. Live blogs were also big parts of coverage by traditional outlets like the New York Times, Washington Post, and Associated Press. These outlets have used blogs for big events in the past, but unlike something like the Academy Awards, there's no traditional television coverage as competition. And tech billionaire Elon Musk has accused Australia of censorship after an Australian judge ruled that his social media platform X must block users worldwide from accessing a video of a bishop being stabbed in a Sydney church. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese responded Tuesday by describing Musk as an arrogant billionaire. X announced it would fight in court Australian orders to take down posts related to a knife attack on a bishop as a service was being streamed online on April 15th. The material was geo-blocked from Australia, but remained available elsewhere. But the regulator that made the order successfully applied Monday to the federal court for a temporary global ban on sharing the video. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This new news is sponsored by Sure Health, Flannery Auto Mall, and Morrell Equipment. Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? Flannery Auto Mall, located in my lease of downtown Bad Axe, and by Morrell Equipment, your local LS tractor dealer. With zero-turn mowers, use farm machinery located at 4515 South Thomas Road near Bad Axe. And we do have several obituaries to report. Mario Cox, age 73, of Fillion, passed away on Friday, April 20th, after a brief illness. A funeral service will be held on Wednesday, April 24th at 4 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home in Bad Axe. Visitation will be held on Wednesday from 1 p.m. until the time of service at 4 p.m. If you wish to offer your condolences to the family of Mario Cox, please go to kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And Carl A. Palmatter Sr., a 92-year-old of Cass City, died peacefully on Saturday, April 20th. Visitation will take place from 3 p.m. until 8 p.m. on Thursday, April 25th at Krantz Funeral Home in Cass City, and from 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11 on Friday, April 26th at the funeral home. Interment will take place in Novesta Township Cemetery. Military honors will be conducted by the Cass City VFW Post and the United States Navy Guard. Memorials may be made in Carl Palmatter's name to Cass City VFW Post number 3644. And Shirley Ann Dubes, 89, of Pigeon, passed away Monday, April 22nd. Funeral services will be at 1 p.m. Thursday, April 25th at the Champaign Funeral Chapel. Burial will be in the New Bay Port Cemetery. Visitation will begin at 11 a.m. Thursday and continue until the time of service at 1 p.m. Memorials may be made to the Bayport Community of Christ Church in Shirley Adub's name. And you can view these and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.